The annual Sunset Heights Tour of Homes will be held Saturday, October 8th. 10 locations are a part of this year's tour of beautiful historic homes and landmarks in the historic Sunset Heights neighborhood near downtown El Paso. Residents will open their doors and give guests a personal walkthrough of these special properties. Here to tell us about this year's tour are two Sunset Heights residents, Cito Negron and Hal Marcus. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So both of you are proponents of your neighborhood, and rightfully so. For those who have never stepped foot into Sunset Heights, what would you tell them about your neighborhood?
Well, it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in El Paso and one of the oldest neighborhoods in Texas. It was founded in the late 1800s, and every single home on the tour this year is over 100 years old, and it's just a whole lot of fun. You know, it's on October 8th. It's a Saturday from 12 to 4. And we have bikes to rent. You know, you can walk it. You can take your car. It's just a really great thing to do. And as you know, Marina, October is the most beautiful month of the year in El Paso. So come on out.
It's the best time to be outdoors. You're not kidding about that.
It is.
Yeah, so what I would tell folks is, one, the rocks. It's the first neighborhood that was built on topography as opposed to on flat land. So you have streets that have hills, and you have a little bit of wind on the streets, and those rocks are incredible. So I tell people to come by around sunset, so when you see the sun hit the rocks, they just glow. We have views of the valley below, which are incredible. And of course, the architecture is just fantastic, and the location between UTEP and downtown and within walking distance of both can't be beat.
And you're right. And I think that's why it attracts this neat mixture of your misfits. You have your college professors. You have your politicians. You mm-hmm. have, you know, your
artists. I think she just described us.
And the great views of Juarez, of Mexico. I mean, where else can you, like, look out over another country? You know, it's just awesome. You can see the Rio Grande. I mean, it really is a cool place to live. I've been there since 1970.
So let's dive into these homes, because if you are driving through Sunset Heights or walking through, you see these beautiful homes. And I mean, I know I always wonder what's going on back there, you know, because they've got to be some of the coolest homes in the city. No tour alike.
What happens in Sunset Heights stays in Sunset Heights.
Well, some of the featured houses I think are some of the most interesting is the Turtle House, okay? The Turtle House is open this year. And the cool thing about this basement is there's tunnels that they say that Pancho Villa brought ammunition. There's also rumors that the Chinese had it as a place of refuge. There's actually a turtle that's been embedded in the brickwork of that house. Also, the John Carr home. John Carr was the one who put Sunset Heights on the historical map. And his house is just fantastic. Stephanie lives there now, his daughter. It's a rare opportunity to go see a beautiful home. And Cito, you want to tell them a little bit about your home?
And in a lot of the houses, because they're designed by the architect Trost, or they follow a similar pattern. So you have craftsman homes, I think that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. People actually used to buy houses from a catalog. They would ship you bricks. And so we have everything from homes that were built from kits, which have incredible details that you know, you wouldn't expect to see, to the architecture designed by Trost. The Vilas Elementary is a prime example of that. My house has, we call it the boat effect. The porch has this very unique woodwork. I haven't seen anything like it. It's got curves, and it looks like a boat's been turned inside out, basically.
And you're living, do you feel like you're living in a boat?
Well, only when I'm in the porch looking out over the ocean below, yes.
AKA Juarez and yes. the rest of Sunset Heights.
Absolutely. And there's other fantastic details. I mean, a lot of the homes have woodwork and things that you can't – you have to take a little bit of time to actually see. So in my house, I've been living there for about a year, not quite a year. And, you know, like, we got people coming over, so I want to make it look kind of nice. And I was shining the wood. It's beautiful wood. I knew it was beautiful wood. I hadn't been that close to it with my face next to it shining it. And all of a sudden, these tiger stripes just, like, popped out of the woodwork.
Wow.
And so in a lot of the houses, you're just going to see these neat details that you cannot recreate anymore.
Well, and then you also have the owners walking you through. Something like the Carr house. It's my understanding that when Mr. Carr bought it, it wasn't done, but they had the plans.
Yeah, it was for 38 years. It was vacant, and it was just deteriorating.
He took the plans, finished the house, and the family lived there. And mm-hmm. apparently it was built for performance, so there's a lot of fun performance spaces.
Right, and the owner owned the El Paso Times and the Herald Post.
Well, I didn't see. This is a fantastic process for me as well, right, because I've lived in a neighborhood not quite as long as Hal has, but I've lived there for almost on and off for almost 30
There's
years.
So much history.
And being part of this tour of homes, I'm just almost every day as we talk about it, I'm learning things about the houses, about the neighborhood, about my neighbors. It's an awesome process.
There's mansions that you go to, like the Kohlberg House. She was an activist, one of the first women activists. She started the first kindergartens in Texas in 1910.
She's got a school named after her,
if I'm not mistaken. And there's they brought it all back, the radiators, the light fixtures, the staircases, the pockets. They even have these little things where the milkman would come and put the milk in the little in the little hole in the wall. It's just a great way to be even voyeuristic. You get to go into people's homes and see things that you normally wouldn't.
How do you approach the homes? Are you like, hey, I'd like to see that house? And then do you knock on the door and say, would you like to be a part of the tour?
Yeah, it's kind of word of mouth. You know, Sunset Heights residents are really friendly. And by the way, all the money goes to help the neighborhood, okay? So if there's a person that can't afford an air conditioner or they need their yard cleaned, it only costs $10 to go to all of these. $10 to go see 10 homes, but all the money goes back into the community. So, you know, everyone likes doing it. It's fun.
People are learning as they're going, but what have you learned from having people come through your home?
Well, every year we have between 250 and 400 people come through our home. And so everyone's just amazed, you know, and some people just go to two houses. Some people go to all the houses. It depends on how fast you want to do it. It's just a really nice way to get a lot of history and go out and see things that you normally could never just knock on the door and say, I want to go in.
Right. Give us the details. If you want to go on the tour, you can check out all 10 homes or not. But how do you get started?
Well, you can pre-buy your tickets now at the Hal Marcus Gallery, 1308 North Oregon. Or on the day of the event, October 8th, you can pick them up at my gallery. Or you can also pick them up at the Burgess House at 603 West Jandale. And the Burgess House is a part of the Historical Commission where...
that's kind of their home base, right?
Yeah, their home base, right. And so that's at 603 West Yandell.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful home within itself.
Right, yes. That's the information. It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Pedicabs are available, and also... you can rent a bicycle if you want to.
You can do the Sun Cycle bikes. You'll have a virtual station out there.
Right, exactly.
You can ride from home to home. Right. So before we go, which house are you most curious about?
Well, the ones that haven't been on the tour before, which is the Guzman home. I haven't seen that one. Also, Mary Wells and her home, and her family's lived there since 1970. So the rest of them I've seen personally. But for anybody who hasn't been on the tour or who has and hasn't seen these other homes, I just highly recommend. This is a fun thing to do, and it's a good cause for the city, and lots of history.
What about you, Sito? The
Turtle House is something that I've walked past so many times, so I want to see what it's like on the inside, and the Burgess House, the Historical Society, both very important buildings in the neighborhood that I've just walked past for years and always wondered what was inside.
Well, for all of us that have been wondering what's inside, don't forget, check out the Sunset Heights Tour of Homes. It's going to happen next Saturday, October 8th. You can get your tickets for the tour at the Hal Marcus Gallery. And you can also find the Sunset Heights Neighborhood Association on Facebook for more information. Today, my guests have been Sunset Heights residents Hal Marcus and Sito Negron. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.